later, a meeting which where we will try to present a plan of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which includes all the wonderful welfare workers in our transcendental movement. It includes those who do temple, who are temple presidents. It includes those who are traveling Sankirtan devotees. This plan includes those who are traveling preachers who go to far distant places and sit down and start chanting Hare Krishna. In fact, it is a transcendental organizational scheme which, if fully understood, could help our ISKCON movement to become as effective as Prabhupada wanted it to be, to elevate the conditioned souls. So before I, so what I want to do is I want to give three parts. My first part, it's the part which we do today, is to give the philosophical background for Namhatta preaching and to explain how every preacher, whether a book distributor or a congregational preacher or someone who organizes a temple, how he is a part in this transcendental plan. Then in tomorrow I want to give a outline how to set up a Namhatta preaching program. Tomorrow I will specialize a little bit more than today. I will more or less speak only on congregational preaching and not so much on Sankirtan, because that is already well taken care of by the old Sankirtan general Manidhara Prabhu. I will explain something practical, how to set up a Namhatta program, because I do not have the universal wisdom on this. I can only narrate how we did it in Germany and how it works there. And then on the third day, I would like to have a little discussion with all of you on practical questions concerning Namhatta, and also on practical preaching strategies. What to say if someone says Krishna consciousness is just a krika for mentally instable persons. Like I heard, this is an often this is an argument for krika means crutch. It's a Swedish word, krika. I want to explain, and we can discuss a little, have a little discussion amongst us and see who wins. So this is the outline. When Nityananda Prabhu visited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, the Lord told him, that's the name he gave him, what if you also become a person preaching in seclusion like me? Please go back to Bengal and start preaching this Namhatta. So Mahaprabhu went back, accompanied by his closest, Nityananda Prabhu went back and opened the big marketplace of the holy name. In this transcendental marketplace, the only good or goods which were to be sold were different forms of the holy name. The first thing you could buy was the holy name Zono. Then the holy name related to the Lord's form. Then the holy name related to the Lord's forms and qualities, and so on, up to number 6, the holy name imbued with the full potency of all transcendental emotions and pure devotion. And there were different prices you had to give, currency. there was Shraddha, which means faith, Nishta, which means steadiness, Ruchi, which means strong taste, Ashakti, which means detachment from everything not Krishna conscious, then Bhava, and finally, in order to get the pure holy name, where you would, while chanting, see the Lord's qualities, the Lord's form, the Lord's pastimes, and so on, you had to give prema. Now the wonderful, prema means pure love of Godhead. Now the wonderful thing about this transcendental marketplace is, if some customer comes and pays with some money, some pays or nishta, he gets back the payment as he pays. It is just like when you go to Manidhar Prabhu and you want, Manidhar Prabhu always serves me like his son, he always takes care of me. When you want to give something to Manidhar in return, he gives you much more than you gave. So, this is how it is with the holy name. You give something, but you get more back in return. Now, for those who are cheaters by nature, habitual cheaters, who want to give something, some false money, this is there in this world, they can't cheat in this holy marketplace. It is described when you make a show of ecstasy, or if you make a show of love, or a show of faith, what you get is only a shadow of the name. It is not the real name. In other words, you may think you have made advancement in Krishna consciousness, but it is not real advancement. So, now there in this transcendental marketplace, there are many different details given about shops and traveling salesmen and so on and so forth, but I won't go into these details. I will take only a few details which are important for us here in this Western countries. It is the position of the traveling salesman. Now, first of all, there is the marketplace of Lord Nityananda, which is in Godrum Dweep, in Navadweep. But then there are different smaller markets. Like you have Orleans in Stockholm, and then you have smaller Orleans everywhere, isn't it? So in the same way, there is a transcendental Sridharam, Mayapur, and particularly Godrum Dweep. But then there are also temples like Almviskod and Stockholm, Göteborg, Finland, Heidelberg, and all small extensions. Or we could say they are like little embassies of the spiritual world. And within these little marketplaces, from these little marketplaces, this traveling salesmen are going out, which are all of you, taking the goods from the markets by bars and shops. The salesmen put the market on their heads or in their sankirtan vans and sell their wares from village to village. In this way, markets, bazaars, shops and salesmen will operate everywhere at all times. This is a direct foretelling of Srila Prabhupada's transcendental sankirtan movement. Whenever and wherever a pure devotee accepts birth, he takes up and continues the pastimes of this marketing of the holy name. Now, there is one special announcement which we all have to hear in order to qualify as traveling salesmen. You need to have an identification tag. Just like I was racing down with 180 kilometers an hour the Danish highway, and then unfortunately police came without a they didn't have it written on their car, so I didn't notice them. And then he came and now in order to shock me, he presented his identification tag that he was justified to take all my money. And he presented police. And so the identification tag of someone who is engaged in preaching is, yeah, something, Gauranga. This is special announcement. Everyone is invited to take part in this transcendental adventure, as I said. Bhaktivinod invites all persons locally or from foreign countries to become shopkeepers in their states, this is temple presidents, or to become traveling salesmen, these are Sankirtan devotees. Those interested should write to Surabhi Kunj, chief preacher, that's Bhaktivinod Thakur himself, giving details of name, address, and desire to participate. Now, you are all initiated in this transcendental movement. It is, you don't have to write your name, but at least you can express your sincere desire to go on Sankirtan and or to go on preaching. Now, there are certain qualifications which have to be fulfilled. Let us hear what it is. Whether Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra or lower, or whether Sannyasi, Brahmachari, Grihastha or Vanaprastha, if one has pure devotion, he can become an employee, that means worker, of the Namhatta and take up any of the posts. But you have to give now disqualifications. If we have some disqualifications which are listed here, let us give them up when we leave this room and become qualified. Those persons materially engrossed, lazy, selfish, irreligious, devoid of enthusiasm, atheistic, desirous of obtaining mukti, eager to do material welfare work, tending to dry mental speculation, argumentative, ambitious for material prestige, controlled by lamentation, illusion, anger, greed, intoxication, those who are cheaters, liars, enemies of religion, illusioned by material learning and material culture, are disqualified from becoming employees or workers of the Namhatta. Now, the wonderful thing is, this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives some solace. He says, a man's present character and not previous character is considered. In other words, to spread Krishna consciousness is not a bluff. It's not that we make up some organization, like this Namhatta organization. We have to actually fulfill the right qualifications by our achara. Achara means our activities. Now, there is also information given about how to behave and how not to behave. We should maintain ourselves by honest means, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, and we should take care of our own bodies and take medicine and treatment if required. But we should avoid those things which are not in the mode of goodness. Wherever we go, even if we go on a bus, a preacher should always be alert as to how to increase the preaching of the holy name at that particular place. In other words, a Krishna conscious salesman in the Navahata is always awake. He is not sleeping. Then one should be clean. And one should, a Vaishnavas naturally enjoy wearing the dress and ornaments of a Vaishnava. Now, his favorite decoration is double or triple stranded tulasi, neck beads, and 12 marks of tilak utva puntra, with a space between two vertical lines. Srila Prabhupada later changed that when he was informed that it is nicer, it is possible to distribute more literature in the dress of a wealthy man. However, it is was always Prabhupada's desire if we can maintain dhoti and tilak. He always liked this very much. Each Namhata worker should practice chanting the holy name as much as he can and have spontaneous affection for it. One should always introduce himself as the most humble servant of their lordship Sisi Gauranga Nityananda Advaita Gadadha Srivas. He should try to decorate himself with meekness, mercy, tolerance, pridelessness, and respect for all living entities. So now we will go on. We have a warning here, a warning which we have to keep guard on. If we are not careful with this warning of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, our transcendental marketplace might become a place for dogs and cats fighting. The workers of the Namhata mentioned in the second part should all deal with one another in the mood of true brotherhood. No one should consider another as being less perfect than himself. Just as on a tulasi plant, one does not consider the leaves to be more or less pure according to the large or small size, so a pure Vaishnava is not to be considered higher or lower according to his wealth, physical strength, material learning, caste, physical appearance, or age. So we are, in other words, requested to respect ourselves in a feeling of brotherhood. So now, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur gives a nice explanation in what mood the worker on this Namhata, in this Namhata preaching mission should work. He says we shouldn't be like Christian missionaries. The Christian missionaries who are coming from abroad for the purpose of carrying out religious preaching are paid a salary in return for their work. Therefore, their activities are not selfless, and there is no real auspicious benefit achieved for the world by their activity. Our Lord Nityananda Prabhu's Namhata is not of that nature. Our preachers of the holy name carry the manner of the Lord from village to village in a selfless, dedicated manner, preaching and fulfilling the order of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, this is an important instruction. Someone who wants to take part in this preaching of Krishna consciousness must have the mood of a selfless worker. Now, one chapter of this is dedicated to doubts. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that that it is not clear what is the Pramanik, that is the Baba, what is the duty of the Doba, the washerman, and what is the duty of the Dargi, the tailor. So, some explanation is required. Very nice. That person who can bring a lusty, ill-behaved and dirty person with messy and unkempt hair to the position of a clear and pure Vaishnava is known as a Namhata Baba. You know, he goes, like we always say, he shaves the Bhaktas up. That is a Baba. He can bring someone with unruly behavior to the platform of a Vaishnava. I think this is very nice. A person who can raise someone who, having gone astray and has become contaminated and whose fallen character can be compared to clothes stained with filth and stool, one who can clean and reinstate such a person is called the Namhata washerman. This is also very nice. The conditioned souls have fallen into this material world and have become contaminated. And in this connection, there is not much more to be said. Someone who can bring them and wash them, he is a washerman. And then, now, karma, jnana, yoga, and various kinds of Vedic ritualistic activities are compared to separate pieces of cloth, which an expert tailor can join together with a thread of pure devotional truth, and thus establishes activities based upon perfect and pure devotional principles. This is the activity of a Namhata tailor. See, this is the duty of actually a preacher, and later when someone has been brought into the movement of Krishna consciousness, it is the duty of the spiritual master to take whatever someone has and engage it in devotional service. I remember I was very attracted to violin playing, and I would never give up my violin. So the devotees were very expert. They took my violin playing and brought me with them on Harinam. So I played violin on Harinam. No one could hear it, but I was satisfied. So, or some others may have some other temperament. Someone may be very, very busy, and the spiritual master or the devotees take him and engage him in sankirtan. Someone may be a great speculator, so he may be taken into translation work. In this way, actually, I hope you do not take offense, but this is all separated pieces of cloth, and the thread of pure devotional service. This is all sewn together so that it makes some sense. So, now I want to give you a little report on how successful Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Transcendental Namhata program was by giving you some insight into some Krishna conscious events. Like you all know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur considered himself to be like the sweeper who always kept the marketplace clean. This was his function in it. And so he said, the Namhata sweeper assistant and flag bearer. They had someone who had a flag with the Namhata emblem on it. They went into the different towns. They arrived in Gatal Midnapur district after dark. More than 1,000 devotees of the Nam assembled and engaged in massive Sankirtan. The next day at sunrise, along with all the devotees of Ramjivanpur, they performed blissful kirtan and inspected the activities of the Namhata in the Prapana Ashram of Sri Yuta Kunya Bihari Poina. Then the sweeper Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave a lecture on the glories of the holy name. Imagine if this could come true, we would go to Uppsala, and then there would be already 1,000 enthusiastic devotees. Not by one, a couple of thousand. It was stated. Enthusiastic devotees, they would greet us with Utsak Tepekitariska Martin. And they would then assemble and have a loud Harinam through the midst of the parliament, you know. And then, just imagine, and the judge would have a tilak on his forehead. How nice this would be. So this was established. This is not something wishful, dreaming. It is established by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The captivating lecture and personally composed Vaishnav songs filled the assembled devotees with praise. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur would take melodies which were in favor at that time. For instance, this melody, Yamuna Puline Kadambakanane, very sweet melody, was sung by the Rolling Stones of Bengal. which were the bold itinerant musicians who wandered around and had a kind of hippie philosophy. You will be shocked to hear that when Prabhupada started his movement in America, people became interested in kirtan and bhajan, and there was the bulls and owls of Bengal were invited to come because they are really musicians, and they sing songs of I am dressed only by the wind, you know, real hippie songs which are also very imaginative, and of course people liked this at that time. There is a recording which I have. It is the fox and the bulls sing Hare Krishna, a very disgraceful song. So so he took those melodies which people liked, and he put his own devotional writing in on top of these melodies. It is something like using the national hymn of Sweden, you know, and just Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. I do not know if this is actually the German national hymn. So he did that. Then everyone was filled with praise, with love to Krishna, and then Sri Yuta Darachandra Takalana satisfied the assembly with sweet lectures. And then 3 hours after darkness, everyone went home and dreamt of the holy name. So it goes on how they go through different places, and then there are village women who raise their voices in yodeling. You have heard, I think. In some places, the school children, breaking loose from the teacher's care, crying, Haribol, ran towards the Sankirtan party, and all the devotees were feeling mutual bliss. And it was just very, very nice. And then they always inspect the Prapana Ashram. Prapana Ashram, that's a place inside a village where the devotees come together. So there are many nice descriptions, very sweet to hear, very inspiring, and I will just end this part of my of this presentation by giving one last report. Later at Kojapat Bazaar, nearly 4,000 sorry, getting very enthusiastic. 4,000 people came to see the Namhata workers. The first few minutes were spent in getting the people to be quiet. Bhakti Nidhi's lecture was followed by a lecture by Bhakti Vinod on the shloka Vadanti Tat Tatvavidas Tatvam Yachyanam Abhikayam from Srimad Bhagavatam. With this shloka, he destroyed the Mayavadi philosophy and established the truth of pure devotion to Bhagavan Sri Krishna. So, during all these lectures, the listeners' hearts were in ecstasy and they applauded frequently and cried, Hari, with love-filled enthusiasm. So, sometimes their body would tremble and their eyes filled with tears of love. People began throwing sweets like rain of flowers upon the singer. Many talented and intelligent pundits were also present, and none had heard such a rendering. Organize ourselves properly and learn to cooperate in the spirit of brotherhood. And I will later prove this somewhat bold statement by giving a few accounts, a few modern accounts of Namhata preaching, where you will see how wonderful things are happening. You will be quite amazed, I think, and very enthused to continue with your particular activities. Now, the proof that Namhata preaching is not a thing of the past has been given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who prophetically stated, we are hoping that the movement of Namhata in the very near future will grow to a massive affair. This novel designation that is now being introduced into the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will become far-reaching and ultimately hoist high the victory flag of the holy name of the Lord. So, yes, here's a nice quote by His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. This quote I want to, this is the last, before the last quote. The next to the last quote. Try to start Sridham Navadvip Parikram as early as possible. This work will give Krishna Bhakti. Try to serve Mayapur and make it permanent. You might have noticed that our zone has given 3 times as much for the for the establishment or embellishment of Mayapur as any other zone in the world has done. 3 times as much. So try to serve Mayapur and make it permanent. You're trying this. Make it brighter and brighter and brighter day by day. By establishing printing press, this we have in Alnwick, distributing devotional scriptures, this we are doing, and spreading Namhata, this we shall do in the near future in Sweden and in Finland and everywhere. One can serve Mayapur perfectly. When I am no longer present, then my most cherished desire is that you serve Mayapur. Try to do this carefully. So Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, he also was very keen in establishing Namhata. He told us that we cannot expect that everyone lives in our temple. Plus, this would be a quite uninteresting spiritual revolution because it would quickly be stopped. Imagine we would invite all of Sweden into Almvik's God. It is not possible. We have to open new things, simply to little place. So Namhata is nothing else than establishing Krishna consciousness on a wide scale program, and Prabhupada even mentioned that we could learn this from the Christian church, just who have everywhere their uninspiring Bible reading. We can learn how to organize this on a massive platform. Prabhupada wanted this, and every devotee will be interested to learn some ideas. Now, tomorrow, as I said already, I want to end here my presentation and leave room for one or two questions. Tomorrow, we want to explain how this could be possible and also encourage the Sankirtan devotees and our preaching devotees. And then, I think the most interesting part will come, the part which also interests me very personally very much, because I want to learn from all of you Vaishnavas who have experience in preaching, how to actually, we could make some plans, how to improve our preaching in our North European zone. This, I think, would be very interesting and very fruitful. So, are there any questions to all this? Yes. This is an argument which is often taken up. I would answer that Namhata preaching is a principle. Once you understand it, you can do it everywhere. You can drink water in Sweden and get your thirst quenched, and you can certainly drink water in India and get your thirst quenched. You can take two, or if you have four people to feed, you can take two oranges and add another two oranges which you purchase from somewhere, and then give everyone an orange, not only in Sweden, but also in India. So by reading about this, reading this description, my intention was to give a strong historical, traditional, and philosophical input in tomorrow's practical discussion. Tomorrow we want to discuss how this is practically possible. However, those posts and those duties which we have so far explained are also possible to have in Sweden. I think we have them already. Our Sweden, or why Sweden, no, Scandinavian preaching is actually an extension of Sridhar Mayapur. Sridhar Mayapur and the holy dams are our homes. They are places situated in the transcendental world, and it is very nice for a devotee to always consider himself belonging to or having a transcendental home. So these, just like the Swedish country has embassies in India, so the holy dams have embassies in the West, also in Scandinavia. So that's a principle which is applicable. And we also have traveling salesmen. Now, when you think that doing Namhata just means to get someone to chant Hare Krishna and to wait till Uppsala comes, Hare Krishna, Priyavata, 1,000 people greeting you, that, of course, I agree, is a little overly hopeful. I just made some enthusiastic statement like this. But what we can certainly have is people in Uppsala who read the books and who listen to the radio. I mean, we have cities in Germany where when we come, not, maybe not 1,000 greet us, but 30 people, you know, friends with beard and hair. And then we sit down. We don't sit down in a house with cow dung plaster and straw, but we sit down in a houseboat. It is, but the principle is the same. In fact, I want to say something which might be surprising for you to hear. I once have heard that Prabhupada's book distribution, the goal is, Prabhupada once said, I have heard it now, it is unfortunate that I cannot say from where I heard it. So just take this information for what it's worth without having a reference. I heard that Prabhupada said the goal of writing my books is to get people to chant Hare Krishna. Have you also heard this, Manivar Prabhu? Or do you think this is speculation? It makes sense, yeah. I cannot really say where he said it. Maybe someone, it makes sense, but maybe someone formulated it like this. But ultimately, we want people to chant Hare Krishna because chanting Hare Krishna is the only way for people to become Krishna conscious in this age. So that is a principle which is also applicable. Thank you very much for asking this question. It is right, we do not want to look like some impress. I don't want to look like an impractical fool because I'm much too arrogant. I would say it is, if you understand the principle, then you can drink water everywhere. You have to make it a little, then you have a sweet drink, Indian water, you have to make it, prepare it a little bit. So that you don't have any problem. But principle of water is the same everywhere. And you need water. That's also the same. Yes? Is this? Yes? Satisfied? Of course, we also do not, we won't be so successful. But we are transcendentalists. Whenever we want to just, see, it's just like, Bhakti Charu Maharaj said, if you look, you might say, what is our success? Even I want to speak in Germany, because that's what I know. I do not know what is going on so much here. You might say, what is your success? What is our success in Germany? We distributed books and so on and so forth. But let us look like a transcendentalist looks. When there is a glass full of water, a pessimist will say, when there is a glass half filled with water, a pessimist will say, oh, there's only the glass is half empty. But if an optimist sees a half glass of water, he will say, oh, the glass of water is half full. This, I think, is important for the Scandinavian mentality, this vision. We should look and count our fortune. In Germany, for instance, I think it is wonderful. In the most demoniac city, in Hamburg, a houseboat, which is the temple, is flying, not flying, swimming. I think it is wonderful. Or in Freiburg, where there's a lot of speculation going on, since Manidhara has left it, this is book distribution party. So there we have one apartment where once a week we do we have programs. It's wonderful. That Mina Hagen has produced an LP, and she's chanting Hare Krishna on it. Not so long. The most of the songs are garbage. But I think it's wonderful. So we have to see that, and that kind of vision I want to explain tomorrow. Any other question? Last question. Actually, we all should consider ourselves like Krishna Prabhu. Then our life will be wonderful. If we just can learn to think, to care of others, the thought of our own misery will vanish like crows which disappear when they hear a clapping on the field. So, to consider ourselves as preachers, no matter where, this is very nice. Like whenever I see Harishchandra Prabhu, my heart dances in ecstasy because he considers his service, farming, as purely preaching service. It is very nice. So, okay, anyways, I have to always restrict my speech a little because I'm very enthusiastic. Spoken. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. All the best.